Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Free Talk Live.
It is Free Talk Live. You can join the show here. The number is 603-283-6160. Here tonight is Ian
and Aria.
We've been talking about artificial intelligence doing podcasts, and of course that led to some callers about AI, and we somehow got to the topic of AI music, which was something that you and I hadn't really explored at all, Aria, and we've been doing a little bit of it during the breaks. Again, I don't want to play any of this on the air. For the number one reason is, as we mentioned before, it's pretty rough, and the number two reason is, music's the turnoff for a lot of people, right? So we're doing a talk show. That's kind of what we do here. We don't really want to spend our airtime playing music because some people don't like certain genres of music, right? Like, if you wanted music, you'd listen to music radio.
Sure.
You do have to wonder, given that, like, some of the stuff I was playing you here is 2 years old. You know the technology has improved since that time, and some of it was pretty lit, and some of it was like,
there's also going to be copyright issues with some of it. Like the
Good point.
Like the Eagles one we heard, obviously, the very beginning, it was Hotel California, and then it switched to this other thing, but I'm not confident enough in the chord progression of Hotel California to be able to say that, you know, what the AI generated did was distinct enough that it wouldn't result in, you know, some FCC fine or, you know, some royalty demand from whoever.
Right, because don't you generally have to ask for permission to sample a song? Like when you hear a beat from an old song or whatever in a new song, aren't they generally paying a licensing fee to Vanilla Ice or whoever to use that beat?
No, I think it depends on how much you alter. I mean, if you're sampling it, like, who did it? Hollywood Undead did with the notable guitar part from Ozzy's Crazy Train.
Uh-huh.
I'm sure they had to pay for that because it was that one guitar lick repeated throughout the entire song. So I imagine in cases like that, and others have done it, they end up having to pay.
Yeah, so and this brings up one of the issues with AI art, where people are claiming, artists, for instance, are claiming, hey, you were inspired by my artwork, basically. They're getting all uppity because
artists have always been doing it. They've been doing it to other artists, though. I mean, it's petty.
It's
and
really
Metallica's
petty.
One of the worst at this. They sued some Canadian band for using E5 to a different chord. And it's just like, guys, you don't own this chord progression from one chord to a second chord. So that's just artists in general saying, hey, I created this thing, and you can't use it, or you're inspired by it, because out of jealousy. But I love it, because I have weird tastes in music, in literature, in movies, and all of it. I watch and read and listen to weird stuff. And if I want to have something that's tailor-made to me, I have to make it myself.
Mm-hmm.
However, with the AI, I can just tell it what I want. Give me a movie about a haunted house in the style of National Lampoon's Vacation.
Yeah, and
give
that's
me that.
Coming. That's
and
coming.
I will happily spend an hour and 20 minutes watching that, and it would probably do something pretty decent.
It'd probably be better than a lot of the horror movies that you watch.
Very, very likely.
but that's coming, and I don't think we've seen that really yet, but somebody mentioned that. I don't know if it was on the air or off the air, but there are already AI video generators that are happening.
Yeah, I mean, it's inevitable. Yeah. It's just taking all of these things, taking the AI-generated music, the AI-generated art, the AI-generated voice, and throwing
it together.
You get this. I would pay money to be able to create whatever movie I wanted whenever I wanted.
We already had an example of AI creating a story with Lambda when we were reading the Lambda script that leaked out. One of the parts of the conversation was the ethicist asked Lambda to tell a story, and it came up with a fine story, just, you know, on the spot.
I've since heard from someone that story, that particular one about the owl protecting the other animals, it was essentially just the retelling of a Native American story.
Could be.
Regarding an owl doing the very same thing, which, I mean, that's fine, but that's all stories are anyways, now that I really come to think of this.
There are no new ideas, the hero's journey, et cetera, et cetera. Let's go to Major Payne. He's on the line in Michigan. You're on Free Talk Live. Go ahead. Major Payne? Going once. Yeah, there he is.
No, I'm here. I'm here.
Yes, sir.
I'm here. Can you hear me? Okay, yeah, I had to bump you off speaker right quick.
Go ahead now.
As far as the Native American thing, the owl showing up is a sentinel of death. Someone's going to die.
Probably a mouse.
Yeah, no door snake, even better.
Yeah.
It would probably depend on the Native American culture as well.
True enough. But all right, you guys gave me a couple quick thoughts here.
All right.
Yeah, as far as the AI, I think that the people that are going to have to pay for it is probably going to be about the same as patent law. If you can change the product by 10%, you can repatent it. And I'm thinking that's probably going to be about the same statute that's going to ride on the music industry. But as far as Sarah goes...
Let me respond to that real quick. Because I hope it kind of does the opposite. I hope that it destroys intellectual property because it makes, quote, the ownership of an idea just so meaningless that someone can create Master of Puppets or Nothing Else Matters or insert popular song here by feeding magical words into an AI that just so happens to generate something every bit as good and as similar to that it would, you know, conflict with intellectual property laws.
One of the comments on the AI music that we were listening to earlier, again, we were listening off the air, but one of the comments that somebody left is, imagine when an AI song makes it into the charts, when it actually becomes something that's not only listenable, but also becomes popular. And it made me think, how long are we away from an AI radio station? If we already have AI podcasts, how long before there's an AI-only songs radio station that only plays AI music?
With an AI
hours?
MC to bring the music
yeah,
back.
Yeah, you could do that too.
We're swimming real close to the murky pool of the First Amendment.
How so?
Freedom of speech.
What do you mean?
I can... If I can say whatever you said, and you can't say that I can't say it.
I think you should be able to say whatever you want
to
say.
Yeah, I agree entirely. I mean, if you can make an AI Aria sit here and say horrifically racist and transphobic things, I'm okay with that. I would argue with that Aria, right? But I'm not going to say you don't have the right to do that.
Well, I'm just saying somebody already put it down on vinyl or whatever, and now that they said it, you can't say it.
Well, yeah, that's the objection of copyright, and copyright is essentially intellectual violence. I mean, it's a monopoly on intellectual property, and that whole idea is ridiculous. You know, if you say a thing, it's just an idea, and if somebody else says something similar, they're just borrowing your idea. You don't lose your idea when somebody else copies it. Ideas are copyable infinitely.
Yeah, well, that's a good segue for me, and because I was going to talk to you about the sheeple.
Okay.
In Osera, New Mexico. Everybody knows that sheep can survive on almost as poor ground as goats. So there have been sheep people in New Mexico for a long time. And I've always called the followers sheeple.
Mm-hmm.
It just seems too adequate not to use. And I think she would appreciate and probably support the comment I'm going to make at the end here. But she was talking about the pedestrians getting peeled on the streets and whatnot, and then Aria said that it was getting pretty brazen and stupid running out in traffic even in your area. And it made me think that over in Europe, they're putting stoplights in the cement. So people are walking around stupidly on their cell phones will hopefully see the red light at their feet and not walk
out
in front of them.
Where is this happening?
This was over in Europe. It's been going on for quite a while now.
That's
nuts.
Let natural selection happen. If you've got human beings walking around staring at their phone, wondering at the traffic, just got to let Darwinism happen.
The sheeple, yes. We shouldn't be paying people to reproduce either, especially when they're not smart enough to make a living.
I agree. Thank you, Major, for the call tonight. The number here is 603-283-6160. Since copyright was brought up, I've actually been sitting on a story for a few months now about the copyright rules and AI artwork. And what does it actually say? Because that has been a big concern with these existing artists that are getting all butt hurt because, oh, AI was inspired by my art. And they're even trying to claim that, oh, well, that's mine, if they see a thing or something. I need a word
for this kind of people because I...
Little bitches?
Whore doesn't seem right. That's essentially what they are. They want to turn art into a whore instead of actual art. There's got to be a word for it. Because as an artist myself, I don't care if someone else gets inspired by something I create.
Yeah, that's art. I mean, everybody's...
Airlines have just reduced their prices even more. Book 30 days in advance and save big.
Want the absolute lowest prices on your airline tickets? Then call the low-cost airlines travel hotline right now for prices so low we can't publish them anywhere. The only way to access our low rates and save up to 70% is to call. Save hundreds on your vacation tickets by calling right now. You can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. That's 802-341-4535.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, veterinarian and naturopathic physician. The Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy with an important message. Take charge of your health. Do not continue to blindly follow the system that has failed us all. I appreciate GCN listeners because you're open-minded and intelligent. If our system is so great, why is it that the United States, the USA, ranks nearly 60th worldwide in longevity and number one in obesity? All the while, we spend more money than all the other countries combined annually on unnecessary health care procedures and toxic drugs. It doesn't take much to get on track. Not with the government or pharmaceutical companies, but rather you in control of your own health with a basic understanding of nutrition and supplementation. FDI Longevity has the finest quality health, sports, and energy supplements available. GCN listeners are invited to join our team of people who want to stay healthy well into old age. We are currently looking for specialists to represent FDI Longevity and save America. To buy products at wholesale prices or join our business team, go to GCNteam.com. That's GCNteam.com. Support GCN. Get healthy.
Extendivite testimonials on Amazon are very informative. Here's just a few. Amazon customer, 5 stars. Honestly, this stuff works. Nick, easy to take capsules. For those who can't handle the liquid drops, easy to take Extendivite capsules do the same job. Karoka Fam, works great. Like Extendivite very much. Seems to work as advertised. Thanks. Arlene, 5 stars. Love this product, Extendivite. Terry W., 5 stars. Can't say enough. Great product. Freya, 5 stars. I just ordered another. To get your Extendivite today, go to Extendivite.com. That's Extendivite.com. Or call us at 1-877-928-8822.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
All right, crew, let's get her dug.
Honey, you want to give me a hand? I'm planting that tree, remember?
No matter how large or small your digging project may be, no matter how urban or rural, you must always call 811 before any digging project. 811 is our national one-call number, alerting your local utility companies to come out and mark any lines they have near your dig site. You must call 811 at least 2 to 3 business days before any digging project, so you can avoid hitting our essential buried utilities. This includes natural gas and petroleum pipelines, electric, communication cables, and water and sewer lines. So before you do this or this, make sure you do this. For digging projects big or small, make the call to 811. Brought to you by Common Ground Alliance.
Appreciate what we do? Help us advertise, market, and promote for just $5 a month at amp.freetalklive.com.
It's Free Talk Live. Phones are open here. You can join us. The number is 603-283-6160. That's 603-283-6160. Here tonight, it's Ian
and Aria.
You can join us online at freetalklive.com. If you enjoy the features at freetalklive.com, then you can share the show with other people. We'd appreciate that. Of course, our Daily Digest is there every single night, which has essentially the highlights of every two-hour-long radio show cooked down to about an hour in length. You can subscribe to that by going to feeds.freetalklive.com. That's feeds.freetalklive.com to get you access to our Daily Digest podcast on various different platforms or just a raw RSS feed. Now, if you've worked or lived at Camp Lejeune from 1953 to 1988 and you've suffered from cancer, Parkinson's disease, or another serious health issue, you might be entitled to compensation, but what you ought to do sooner rather than later is reach out to the phone number I'm going to give you. And they will let you know whether they can help you out, possibly also your family members as well. There might be some deadlines involved, so call sooner rather than later at 888-918-1037. That's 888-918-1037. If you were at Camp Lejeune from 1950 to 1988 and you've had a serious health issue, money is already set aside, 888-918-1037. So we've been talking about AI developments tonight, and there's been a lot of controversy in the world of AI artwork recently, and I've been holding on to this one for a little while, Aria, and I thought it would be an interesting story about the question of copyright, because some of these AI art projects that you can participate in will actually give you the copyright. So Midjourney is one of them. Stable Diffusion, I believe, also, because it's open source, they couldn't possibly tell you what you can and can't do with it.
Right.
But Midjourney is one that actually does give the copyright on the images generated to the person who generated them.
That's surprising. I would rather them say, hey, look, you know, this cannot be copyrighted. Creative Commons, or it's not even Creative Commons because it's a better one that I don't remember exactly what it's called, but some sort of... It's free.
Copy heart.
Is that what it is?
Of. Yeah, that's the where, you know, copying is love, basically, is the argument of copy heart. DALL-E, on the other hand, as I understand it, does not give you the copyright. They say they own the copyrights of everything that you've generated with their system. Again, it's an insult that they call themselves OpenAI. And so that's my understanding of the current situation. If any of those things have changed, feel free to, you know, call in and correct me, but that's...
They want to open their wallet to get money.
Yeah.
Maybe that's why they're open.
Right. And you're also paying for their service. So not only are you paying them, they're keeping copyrights on everything that you generate. So don't really care for them. But they're still a big deal. DALL-E was one of the first to really kind of hit the scene. Their results are pretty interesting. Like what they generate is pretty pretty fun to look at. And
I guess what I was saying, I don't see what the value would be of OpenAI keeping the copyright on this, because there could be billions of different pieces of AI-generated art.
Yes.
That makes them all worthless.
Well, I guess the idea would be that if you're making money off of it, they want a piece of it, right? So that way they can sue you.
But yeah, but no one can make any money off of it because there's billions of them out there. It's like a randomly generated video game, like Minecraft. Every world is... unique and distinct and different, but they're all also interchangeable, and they're without value because there's an infinite number of them.
It's a control freak thing. I don't know, Aria. I mean, you can generate whatever kind of art you want with this stuff, which means that, let's say, you were writing an article for a blog and you needed a stock photo of pancakes and eggs on a breakfast plate.
Right. Right?
You could go to an iStock photo or whatever and pay for that. And then you could use their photo, or you can just go to an image generator and crank one out that's going to be pretty darn good, and then just throw that up on your blog. If you're making a bunch of money off of it, DALL-E's going to come in there and say, hey, that's our picture, now you owe us, basically. And I think it's a really crappy thing for them to do, and another reason to not use their product.
You're right. I could see that happening.
So, and that's just one thing I can think of, right? So maybe a movie company would use the AI art in their movie, and then DALL-E's going to want to cut the movie's proceeds, or they'll just want to stop the things from happening entirely. You know, oh, well, you can't use our art without our permission, kind of thing. So the images of Dali, this is from digismack.com. It's all about the copyright aspect of this situation. But the AI isn't starting from scratch. If they can create them, it's because they've been trained with millions of images from the internet. What this AI does is base itself on the images that match the key elements of the description that we give it. Sometimes the resulting image is extremely similar to the original photo. This has sparked debate again. Isn't the AI infringing the copyrights of the original cartoonists or creators of the photo? The answer is not simple, because the World Intellectual Property Organization, WIPO, itself is reflecting on how to adapt copyright laws to the rise of artificial intelligence. Some artists say they've already started complaining. Tools like DALL-E Mini take advantage of network images to generate others, but they do so in an opaque way and without the possibility of establishing to what extent the original image has been used. And that's because they don't actually copy and paste. They don't take a picture of Picasso's art and take a chunk of it and then, you know, put it somewhere in the art that they generate. They're inspired by the art. They're inspired.
Right, like a human is.
Right. And so that's what they're saying here. You can't exactly match the output of the AI to some original input image, even though those input images were used to train it.
I mean, this seems like it would be obvious, right? Just because, you know, I'm inspired by Metallica and Disturbed and all these other rock bands doesn't mean when I play a song and go, ah, yes, clearly this song is a Disturbed song or whatever. It's like,
you're not using the exact same chord progressions.
That's how inspiration works. That's building off the work of other people. That's how humans have always created art. That's why art created today is better than the cave paintings of, you know, 26,000 BCE.
Yeah, and it's just so strange that artists would be frustrated by this rather than, you know, happy for this. Anyway, the evidence is obvious, they claim, often, but for an artist, it's practically impossible to determine how the process has been. That's why they have shouted to the heavens and request that AIs comply with copyright, despite the fact that at the moment, it doesn't seem like companies like OpenAI are having much concern in this field. An AI cannot be considered an author, and therefore there is no infringement. As explained by WIPO, copyright laws establish that only one person can be the author of a creative work. In Spain, this is expressly included in the intellectual property law, quote, a natural person who creates a literary, artistic, or scientific work is considered an author, unquote. Therefore, the creations of a machine or an AI, such as OpenAI, are not considered an infringement because there is no authorship.
Well, no, I think that's a narrow way of viewing it. You would have to define person, and I suspect they have not defined person in a way that forbids AI, but somehow wouldn't include a band like Disturbed.
I see what you're saying here. They're saying a natural person. So obviously the band has,
can't own anything?
The band has persons, natural persons in it. So usually there's one person who wrote a song, right? Usually, or more than one, but usually you can specifically identify who the people were that wrote the song. The same position was adopted in 2019 by the U.S. Copyright Office, establishing that works produced by a machine or a mere mechanical process that works randomly or automatically without any input or creative intervention from a human author will not be registered. But these AI artworks are having input from humans. You write words out, and it creates a picture. There's more coming up here in moments about the league.
If you're like most Americans, you're pretty much in disbelief watching the world lose its mind. As we all know, global problems have local consequences. Too many of them. And if the next news headline spins us into chaos, are you ready? Grocery store supply chains are only as strong as their weakest link. Don't wait for them to break. Today's the day to secure emergency food for everyone in your family. My Patriot Supply is America's largest preparedness company. Our specially packaged and delicious food stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage. It'll be there when you need it. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and pick up several emergency food kits. There are a dozen different sizes that average over 2,000 calories per day. Our food kits are in stock and ship quickly and discreetly to your door. Having food storage in your home beats standing in government food lines. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and prepare for what's coming. MyPatriotSupply.com.
U.S. USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Bird flu is causing a big drop in U.S. poultry numbers. Federal officials say this year's outbreak of avian flu is responsible for the deaths of some 47 million chickens and turkeys. According to Reuters, that outbreak is contributing to record poultry prices ahead of the holiday season. Margins are narrowing between Democratic and Republican candidates in the midterm races. California Democratic Congressman Ro Khanna tells Fox News that people are hurting right now with inflation and Democrats are working to ease the burden.
The Democrats' agenda to tackle inflation is to bring manufacturing back. It's to tackle our supply chains. The Republicans have said they want tax cuts to the rich.
Republicans claim Democrats in Congress spend too much and spiked inflation. They also want to increase domestic production of oil. USA Radio News.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-932-5140. 800-932-5140. 800-932-5140. That's 800-932-5140.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Our Matrix server is about as free as internet chat can be. Join the existing rooms or create your own at chat.freetalklive.com.
It's Free Talk Live. Phones are open here. The number is 603-283-6160. Here tonight, it's Ian.
And Aria.
You can bring up whatever you want. We're talking about artificial intelligence and copyrights. And even though there are some apparently AI-generated video makers out there, we're not to the point where you can make a, you know, feature-length documentary narrative film with artificial intelligence. So we actually still have to use humans for that. There's an independent group of filmmakers that are creating a movie called Ballad of the Crypto Six. And they recently got a large donation, apparently, more than one. So there was one large donation that came in from what I'm guessing is a crypto user, because it's not showing up on their Indiegogo fundraiser, but they were talking about it on the Ballad of the Crypto 6 Twitter account. So it's their Twitter account is, by the way, at Ballad Crypto 6. And they are throwing out a big thanks to XBT3D on Twitter, who they say just became an enormous and generous backer that puts the production at over 50% of what is needed for the shooting to happen. And he did it via Bitcoin. Okay, so yeah, confirmed. He did it via Bitcoin instead of the Indiegogo. So the Indiegogo was already at about a quarter, just because there was somebody who signed up recently to join as like the elite tier contributor.
Thanks, guys.
Yeah, and then this other person, XBT3D, jumped on and pushed it past the 50% mark. So, wow, I got to say I'm really impressed, given especially the small number of people who have stepped up and contributed to this project. If you think there needs to be a movie about the Crypto 6, there's already a teaser trailer. You can go to Ballad of the Crypto 6 with a numeral 6. You can watch the trailer there. There's an Indiegogo backer. Obviously, if you don't want to give the Indiegogo, because you know they take a huge chunk, right? So if you want to give crypto directly, there's a way to do that. I suspect you can get in touch with them through the Indiegogo, maybe. There's probably some way to contact them, or contact them through their Twitter account, which is at BalladCrypto6. And again, their website, Ballad of the Crypto with 6, that's with the numeral 6.com. And yes, of course, there's your typical perks like T-shirts and hats, and you can host Free Talk Live, dine with some of the hosts of the show. So check that out at Ballad of the Crypto 6. With the numeral 6.com. All right, so we've been talking about the AI situation and copyright, and looking at the copyright law, is at least in the Western democracies, quote-unquote, it seems to say, they've looked at Spain, they've looked at the United States here in this article at digismac.com, and it says that, according to the U.S. Copyright Office, works produced by a machine or a mere mechanical process that works randomly or automatically without any input or creative intervention from a human author will not be registered.
It sounds like that particular rule was written long before there was AI. It sounds like Indeed. That was written for, like, actual mechanical machines that may have been producing stuff.
Like randomly drawing things or something like
right.
that. Right. Because obviously there is an input in the fact that the machine in this case, or the AI, has been trained on millions, if not billions, of images from the Internet.
All of which is input.
Correct. And that's what's upsetting some of these poor, poor artists that are so upset about this. But you know what? What are you going to do about it at this point? Even if they change the laws, even if, and you know government moves slow, right? So
right.
It ain't happening next session of Congress. It might be a few years down the road before they finally say, oh, you can't do this anymore. Well, the inputs have already happened. The billions of images have already been ingested. The history of art, basically, has been ingested into these systems. You can, as part of these AI art systems, when you type in a prompt, because, again, you tell the thing what you want to see. I want to see a mountain with the fairies flying around, or whatever you want to, you know, type in.
Right.
And it just outputs that. You can also say, in the style of Salvador Dali, and then it'll make a mountain with fairies around it in the way that it thinks that Salvador Dali would have drawn it.
Which means it's taken in Salvador Dali. What is it?
Dali,
okay.
That's what they named the Dali system after.
Okay, they've taken in his style.
Yes.
And this artificial intelligence is mimicking that style. That, to me, is extraordinary.
It's impressive, by the way, if you've ever tried it. H.R. Giger is one of the ones I'm familiar with. I don't know a whole lot of artists, right? But, you know, Giger's like this creepy guy that came up with the alien design for the Alien films back in 1979. He's always got this, like, biomechanical look to his art. It's really creepy and, you know, dark and metallic looking. And you can just type in whatever you want and put in the style of H.R. Giger, and it'll just crank out the thing that you want to see in the style of H.R. Giger. And you're like, yep, yeah, looks like something Giger would have done, even if it's a subject he wouldn't have covered, because, again, he's always doing dark, weird, sexual, crazy stuff. They adopt the style. So all of these styles from all of the artists that have ever been essentially on record are inside these systems right now. There's no undoing this. You cannot take this system apart, especially when it comes to things that are open source like Stable Diffusion, where that cat's out of the bag. It's not going back.
Now I really want to see something like Brutal Murder Scene in the style of Alex Gray, who's known for very trippy, psychedelic, very warm artwork. I would love to see some, you know, it's the opposite of the Giger thing you mentioned.
Yeah, and you don't even have to pick a style of an artist. You can also add other, like, influences. You can, if you want to do an LSD trip, you can just say, you know, add LSD trip to the thing, and it'll put whatever scene you're describing in an LSD trip. You put DMT trip in there. I've done that before on these generators.
How did it go?
Absolutely trippy.
Okay.
As you might imagine.
No, I don't know how an AI would interpret trippy.
Real colorful, you know? And, you know, psychedelic looking. It knows what to do, right? Like, it's really good at this.
I'm just impressed that something that's never done LSD
right.
would be able to convey what trippy really
but
is like.
But it's seen plenty of images that are trippy, right?
That's true.
Yeah. So, anyway, back to the story here from digismac.com. The Google engineer who spoke to Lambda was convinced that the AI had a conscience. It's hard to believe. However, it is a much more earthly debate whether AIs like DALL-E are creative and original. That is to say, the resulting images are creative work or simply a complex combination of other images. It's a subtle difference, but it's what ultimately determines the copyright debate.
Why can't it be both? Both creative and just a composite of all the artwork is taken in.
Yeah. To determine if it is a derivative work, we should see, quote, how the AI works, how it reformulates or transforms the work, how it learns and creates new elements, and is based on patterns that it sees work.
No, that's not the way it works, because we don't do that with humans. We don't demand an artist show us every step-by-step process. Okay, well, show me exactly how you were inspired by Da Vinci in this particular scenario. Well, show me the strokes that were inspired by Da Vinci. That's not how we determine whether or not something is original.
The problem, they say here, is that by not being able to audit the code of these AIs, although you can when it comes to Stable Diffusion.
But again, you can't audit the code of a human being who's creating art. It's not. We're trying to create different rules for AI to exclude it from our game because it's got the red nose or whatever, and we're jealous of it.
Yeah, it's doing a good job, and you're right. The artists here are very jealous of it because it can do in 30 seconds what would take an artist many hours to put together. And I can understand why they're upset about that.
I can't.
They think they own their business, right? And they thought they were going to be able to just keep charging whatever it is that they charge for their artwork, and now their artwork has been commodified to some extent. Now, there's still going to be a demand for human artists who know what they're doing and can give a customer exactly what they want or whatever, but if good enough is okay for you, then you can just put the prompt into an AI art generator and spit out whatever it is that you're looking for. And as long as you don't demand perfection, you're going to be satisfied, I think, with a lot of what you get.
Well, I mean, it depends on what you mean by perfection as well, because I've hired artists for things before, mm-hmm. and what they give me is never 100%
what you wanted.
What I wanted. It's usually pretty close, or it's better. Like in the case of my share of signs, it was much better than what I had envisioned, but it still wasn't 100% right. And you're going to run into that whether you're hiring a human or an AI.
The number here, if you want to join us, 603-283-6160. You can bring up whatever you want to discuss. And we'll talk about AI art being banned from various different internet communities on the way. Because whether you like it or not, there's a lot of butthurt internet people out there about this. And you know what? They can cry.
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with ever is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or you now need affordable health insurance, you need to make this free call right now and see how the Health Insurance Helpline can help you get it. We specialize in helping the self-employed and people just like you that need affordable health insurance to get it. We have short and long-term health insurance plans, and some even cover dental, vision, and prescription drugs. Don't take a risk with your family's health insurance. It's not worth it. If you're self-employed or now need affordable health insurance, call right now and learn for free how to get it. Listen, affordable health insurance plans for everyone just like you are a free phone call away. So give us a shout right now.
800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. That's 800-670-0946.
Do you have brain fog or loss of short-term memory? Do you suffer from symptoms of hypothyroidism or adrenal fatigue? Do you have deformative joint disease or candida overgrowth? All of these symptoms are associated with mercury toxicity. Most of the mercury toxicity comes from having had gray or silver-looking dental fillings. It does not matter how old the mercury filling is, it still off-gasses 1,000 times more mercury than the EPA considers safe for human exposure. Just replacing your mercury fillings with non-toxic material is only the first step. Unless you apply apply an effective detoxification protocol, then your body is still poisoned with mercury for the rest of your life. Green Metal Wave supplies the precursor to making glutathione. Glutathione is the number one mechanism for removing mercury and other toxins from the body. Order Green Metal Wave and get my free report, Mercury Detoxification That Works. Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit bestwayprotein.net. That's bestwayprotein.net.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.
We all have heard about the benefits of fish oils, but what about the presence of heavy metals, PCBs, dioxins, furans, and other contaminants found in fatty tissues of fish? GCNteam.com recognizes this risk and offers IFOS certified tested omega-3 fatty acids. EPA, DHA insist on IFOS omega-3 fatty acid certification. Get the best at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203.
We still do email. Drop your email address in the entry box at freetalklive.com, and you'll be kept in the loop with Free Talk Live.
Yeah. This is Free Talk Live. You can bring up anything you want. Use remaining moments, enough time for you. 603-283-6160. You're in the studio tonight. It's Ian
and Aria.
That's 603-283-6160. You can join us online anytime you want over at freetalklive.com. And you can enjoy various different features there. We do have our own chat service. It's a Matrix chat server. It's open source. It's self-hosted. You can interact with other Free Talk Live listeners and some of the hosts there at chat.freetalklive.com. That's actually where you go to get the step-by-step instructions on how to join the server, because it does take some hoop jumping, but once you get in, you're good to go, and it's pretty easy from there on out. So go to chat.freetalklive.com. We've been talking about AI music and AI art and AI podcasts, and this is getting pretty crazy. The AI
it's
artwork.
Like the Wild West, sort of, and I would expect this kind of thing, and I think it's probably going to... We're going to see unusual amounts of AI, excessive amounts of AI stuff in the next few years. But I think it'll die out a little bit and sort of become commonplace.
It will become common. I think you're absolutely right about that, because it's, as I said earlier, it's making artwork a commodity. And that's what is upsetting a lot of these artists who are used to charging an arm and a leg for their services. Now you can just go to one of these, you know, Midjourney, where you pay $30 or $10 a month, and you can just crank out pieces every 30 seconds, roughly, that are just absolutely gorgeous and stunning, and you can use them however you want. And artists are butthurt about it. Some artists get this. Some artists, you know, understand that this is inevitable, and their artwork has been used as an inspiration, and they should be grateful for that. But You were just picking up a piece of art in the studio.
Yeah, well, you gave me this piece of art, right? And it, yeah. I was suddenly curious, what would I have to insert into one of these AIs in order to get them to create something like this? And it's like,
ooh, yeah, good question.
I mean, it's the Alice in Wonderland Cheshire Cat, and it's going to be really hard because it's very colorful. It's the Alice in Wonderland Cheshire Cat in, you know, psychedelic colors, trippy sort of colors with
metallic. It's got some sort of metallic print substrate that it's
on. Yeah, you mentioned like the holofoil magic. The Gathering cards is very much like that. And, you know, something...
It's
like,
got like a 3D effect that you put on glasses.
It does, and there are 3D glasses, but there's no way to show that to the webcam.
Right.
But, you know, there probably is some sort of string you could enter to get something not exactly like this, because it would never be exactly like this, but close enough like this where you're like, which one of these was the one created by a human?
Mm-hmm.
You probably wouldn't be able to tell. That doesn't make
I want to try it now. I want to find out. I'm sure
you can do it.
Yeah.
It doesn't make this any less unique, and it doesn't make the person who created this any less unique. It's just a development. It's just a thing. I can't even process being upset by this.
Well, according to Waxy.org, recently a popular furry art community called Fur Affinity.
Oh, Lord. Why is it always furries, man?
Announced that AI-generated art was not allowed because it, quote, lacked artistic merit, unquote.
Oh, dude, that you can hear the butthurt in that.
In July, one AI furry porn generator was uploading one image every 40 seconds before it was banned.
You know what this is? This is the impressionist era all over again. It's the snobs coming around and saying, this is not art.
Mm-hmm.
This is merely the impression of art. Mm-hmm. And that was how the impressionists got their name in the first place. That's what they did. They created this new, inspiring thing in the old
and
world.
People turned their noses up.
Yeah, they're like, no, the snobs.
Right.
They're like, this is not art. This is the impression of art, or this lacks artistic merit.
Yeah, like you say, this is the same old story. We've seen this in music, right? Like different generations.
Yep.
They listen to music that their parents don't understand, right? And they don't want to hear, and that kind of thing.
It's sad that we live in a world, it's not surprising, but it is sad that even after all that we've seen of this throughout human history, the Impressionists are the best example I can think of.
Mm-hmm.
We're still anxious to repeat all of that and say, nope, this new thing, that's not real art. Even though it's indistinguishable from any point of view from what we're creating, ours is real art because we're the ones who get to make that determination because they're egos.
Yeah.
That's all this is. It's an appeal to ego and nothing else. Their egos are what differentiates their art from this impressionist art.
This is their official guidelines. Content created by artificial intelligence is not allowed on Fur Affinity. AI and machine learning applications like DALL-E and Crayon sample other artists' work to create content. That content generated can reference hundreds, even thousands of pieces of work from other artists to create derivative images.
Because the guy sitting there drawing the furry dog or whatever, that's 100% original. He's never seen a furry animal in his life.
Our goal is to support artists and their content. We don't believe it's in our community's best interests to allow AI-generated content on the site. So apparently, they're not so concerned with the community. They're part of the section of the community that appreciates AI art. They're not part of the community, just like you're not part of the trans collective.
Well, right? Sounds about right.
The last year, back to the story from Waxy.org. Last year, the 27-year-old art animation portal Newgrounds, remember Newgrounds?
I do.
They banned images made with Art Breeder, a tool for breeding generated networks generated art. Last month, Newgrounds rewrote their guidelines to explicitly disallow images generated by a new generation of AI art platforms. Boy, remember when Newgrounds used to be all about creativity and neat ideas?
I just don't know why anyone cares about this. It's the evolution of art. It can only be a good thing, except to the ego.
They say this, AI-generated art is not allowed in the art portal. This includes using tools such as Midjourney, DALL-E, and Crayon. In addition, fractal generators and websites like Art Breeder, where the user selects two images and they're combined into a new image via machine learning. There are cases when some use of AI is okay. For example, if you are primarily showcasing your character art, but use an AI-generated background. In these cases, please note any elements where AI was used so it's clear to users editors and moderators. Tracing and coloring over AI-generated art is something best shared on your blog, as it is much like tracing over someone else's art. Bottom line, we want to keep the focus on art made by people and not have the art portal flooded with computer-generated art.
Racists.
Against computers, you know?
Yeah, I mean, obviously racism isn't the right terminology, but it's species. It's not even speciesism. It's some sort of discrimination.
Some otherism.
This thing is it's different. It's other. Right. But it's that doesn't count.
It's not like us.
Yes. It's so... And these are people you wouldn't expect that. Furries? Really? Furries are going to other...
They're so open and accepting. Right?
But clearly not.
It's not just...
What if the AI put on a fursuit? Would they accept it then? It's like, guys, I'm one of you. But put it in a human suit. Then it's technically a furry, right? It's wearing a human
crossing,
costume or whatever.
In some way, crossing the boundaries. It's not just long-running online communities. Inkblot is a budding art platform funded on Kickstarter in 2021 that went into open beta just this week. They've already taken a, quote, no-tolerance policy against AI art and updating their terms of service to exclude it. Platforms that haven't taken a stand are now facing public pressure to clarify their policies. DeviantArt is one of the most popular online art communities, and increasingly members are complaining that their feeds are getting flooded with AI-generated art.
Okay, well, block the people uploading it. Well, first of all, it's insane of them to pretend like they can tell the difference.
Yeah.
Like, you probably can know. With, like, Dolly, the original, you obviously...
Like, the free one that you can use. Yeah, Dolly Mini is what that one's called.
But even then, if a human being did some artwork and they just, you know, did some weird stuff to the face...
Right.
It would be indistinguishable. You can't tell AI-generated artwork from human-generated artwork.
Yeah, I don't know how they are figuring this out or claiming to know. So ArtStation has also been quiet as AI-generated images grow in popularity there. Trending on ArtStation is one of the most popular prompts for AI art because of the particular aesthetic and quality of work found there, which nudges the AI to generate work scraped from it, leading to a future Ouroboros where AI models will be trained on AI-generated art found there. And that's what we're getting into here, because at the beginning of AI-generated art... These technologies ingested the billions of images on the internet into their database from which the new arts are generated. Well, once they scrape the internet again, they're going to be scraping all the AI-generated art.
And there's a lot of it.
Into the AI-generated database. And so we're going to see, as they're saying here, AI-generated art will also be using AI art as its basis as well in the future.
At what point does that become unique? Mm-hmm. How many cycles of AI learning from AI art is it going to take before people say, yes, this is a unique thing?
And how much louder are people going to continue to holler about this and continue to cry about this? Because it's not going to go away. You can ban it from your precious little Reddit sub-forum or your own little website or your big website. But there's going to be a growing community of people who love this technology because it puts art within the reach of anyone who doesn't have that talent, that anybody can just create anything they want now. And it's awesome. And that's the way it should be. And that's the way it's going to be. Sorry, guys. Can't put this cat back in the bag. See you tomorrow night online in the media.
Stock market have you nervous with massive fluctuations? With the impact of inflation and the upcoming midterm elections, it's virtually impossible to guess what will happen next. But with Vantage Point, you won't have to guess. Text MONEY to 813813 to find out how you can forecast market trend changes with up to 87.4% proven accuracy. That's right, 87.4%. Text the word MONEY to 813813 and find the consistency and confidence you've been looking for in your trading. Vantage Point's patented technology analyzes huge quantities of global data in seconds. No more guessing when to get in or out of a trade. Text MONEY to 813813. We'll send you a link to our free live training. Protect your hard-earned capital with Vantage Point.
Trading involves financial risk and is not suitable for all investors. Past results do not guarantee future performance. By texting the word DEMO, you agree to the terms available at VantagePointSoftware.com/terms and consent to receive calls and text using automated technology or pre-recorded voice about offers or info by or on behalf of Vantage Point. Your consent is not conditioned of purchase and can be revoked at any time. Message and data rates may apply.
Text MONEY to 813813.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy.
created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices. Our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.